Thank you for tuning in to the Well Within Reach podcast brought to you by Riverside Healthcare. I'm your host, Taylor Led McMaster, and today we are joined by Lynn Alden, who is sharing her story and also her beautiful home in Riverside's Westwood Estates. And she's going to tell us about an experience that she had through several of Riverside's departments.
Healthcare can be confusing, but thanks to your My Riverside MyChart, you can easily manage not only your care, but your family's as well. With a single click, your My Riverside MyChart lets you stay well connected to the same information your provider sees. You can view your health history, get test results, request prescription refills, pay your bill, or make an appointment. Manage your care from anywhere, your laptop, phone, or tablet. Learn more and enroll today at riversidemychart.org.
So thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
So I understand last October, in October 2024, you were on vacation and started feeling some chest pains, some difficulty breathing. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, we were in Canada, and I did have chest pains, but I think it's probably typical for women, perhaps. I thought, well, I did this, that caused that, and it went away. So I really didn't think a great deal about it. But then we got home, and a few days later, I really felt like I had the proverbial elephant on my chest. Happened very quickly, and I knew I needed to go to Riverside. Well, obviously, I'm right across the street, which is very nice.
Yeah.
So I did go there and was admitted. You say chest pains, you certainly get their attention.
Yeah, so that was at the emergency department?
It was.
Okay. And
they were beyond wonderful. They really were. They took me back immediately, told me exactly what they were doing. Mm-hmm. And then they monitored you for, it was to be for about 2 hours.
Okay.
And the doctor on call would come in periodically, and he would say, well, they're looking at this, that, and the other thing, and we're particularly watching this. And finally, he came in, and he said, well, there's no easy way to say this, but you're having a heart attack, and the operating team is right behind me to take you to surgery. And I looked at him, and I said, okay.
I trust you.
Well, I did, and yeah. I also knew that he was right. I wasn't going to say I want a second opinion here.
Right.
I wasn't like that at all. But so that started it.
So were you surprised when he told you that? Was it presenting the way you maybe expected it to, or it was surprising to you?
Surprising.
Yeah.
Not at all. Women present very differently.
Right.
And I knew that vaguely, but not that well. And you can have arm pain, neck pain, all kinds of different pains. And typically, again, I think we tend to think, well, we did this, it caused that.
Right.
And you don't really relate it to a heart issue at all.
Yeah.
But it definitely was.
Yeah.
So there we were.
So from what you recall, I'm sure there was a lot going on in your mind at that point. What was the process of taking you back for surgery? How long was the surgery? Tell me all about that experience.
I'm not real clear on how long it lasted, but things happened very rapidly, but my best recollection of all of it is there were many, many people there. They were part of a larger team, obviously, but they all knew exactly what they were doing, and you could just tell how organized it was. And in spite of all of that, they would reassure me, we're doing this, we're doing that, et cetera, et cetera. And I had never experienced anything quite like that. I'm one of those people who I would like to see what's happening to me. And so far as I could, I was able to do that.
Oh, wow, okay.
But the explanation was really good. And all the time they're explaining things, they're still going about getting everything ready. And there are probably 8 to 10 people in the room.
Wow.
So it's very efficient.
Doing what they need to do, but still communicating
exactly.
to you and keeping
right.
you comfortable
right.
and informed. That's really important.
It was very important.
Yeah. So what was the recovery process like from surgery?
Well, I got to go home the next day.
Oh, wow, okay.
I know, which in modern technology, that's kind of the way that is.
Yeah.
And I think they knew I lived across the street, too.
Just sent you on your way.
Right, exactly. But that was not unexpected, and certainly it changed my lifestyle somewhat, but all very doable, and it was very well explained, even then.
Yeah. Yeah. So what was the follow-up from there? How often did you have to go back for checkups? What was the next step in terms of like rehab or home health, anything like that?
Well, home health didn't apply, but
okay.
the rehab started about 3 weeks after all of that. And
okay.
again, that's right across the street.
Yeah.
And the rehab was 3 times a week. And it was wonderful because you really are watched, you're monitored.
Mm-hmm.
You have all these little sticky tags all over you, but you're monitored. So a couple of months after that, in rehab, I did have an issue.
Oh.
And it's called an SVT. I can't remember the exact what the initials stand for, but mm-hmm. it's quite serious. Your heart is beating like very fast.
Oh, okay.
Like 200 beats a minute,
oh,
something
wow.
like
yeah.
that. So the nurse in charge of the rehab came over very calmly mm-hmm. and said, Lynn, you need to quit exercising right now with me and come with me. And I thought, this can't be good.
Yeah.
But I did. And again, they were all very calm.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going down the hall to another room, and I see an EKG machine coming. And pretty soon my doctor, who's right across the hall,
uh-huh.
he appeared. And the next thing I know, we're doing all kinds of things, checking. And he had me try some things that might have slowed your heartbeat down. That didn't work. But again, he explained everything.
Yeah.
I knew what was happening.
Yeah.
And then we went around the corner, and there I was back in the ER.
Oh, wow.
But they got everything rather calmed down. And then I did have to have another procedure later. The procedures, there were three of them, and they were in October and January and February.
Okay.
Spaced out, all somewhat different. Two stents, and then the last one was what they call an ablation.
Okay.
Again, well explained.
Mm-hmm.
The ablation, I actually got to watch on TV.
Wow.
Did I understand it? No. But I got to see it.
Wow.
I didn't feel anything, but I could see what they were doing. And again, wow. the team was the same way. Organized and yet just kept right on going and all along keeping me informed.
So between those procedures, did you have to stop and restart rehab then from the beginning, or what did that
look
like?
Not from the beginning, but there was a pause.
Okay.
And then I went back as soon as I had clearance to mm-hmm. do that. And then I graduated. You graduate from
yeah.
rehab, which is really, you get a really nice t-shirt.
Nice.
But it's significant
mm-hmm.
because you know you've achieved something.
Yeah, it's a milestone.
And then you can continue on your own. It's not insurance covered, but it's really inexpensive. And you can go either two times a week or three times a week. So I've done the three times a week since.
Yeah.
And I still am. But again, it's across the street.
Yeah, so convenient.
My doctor's office is right next door.
Yeah.
And again, you're monitored.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Again, you feel really safe when you're in a situation like that.
Good. Yeah. And things have been okay since that February procedure?
So far, so good.
Good.
Right. It seems that way. And so I'm a rule follower, and yeah. I'm trying to obey and do all of that.
Mm-hmm.
It has not changed my lifestyle drastically overall. It did at first, but from taking no meds, I was all of a sudden taking 10.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So that required a chart, et cetera.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
but it was all doable.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew I had the resources that a phone call or my chart, that's another
yeah.
nice little tool. It really is.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about how you use that.
Well, what I really like about it is if you have a non-emergency type question, like, mm-hmm. can I take this over-the-counter thing? You don't need to know that within an hour. You get an answer very quickly, really.
Yeah.
From the doctor.
Yeah.
Well, how good is that?
Send off a little message and...
Yeah. And you're not taking up his time with other patient, and I'm not having to sit and wait on telephone either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fantastic.
It's a good tool.
That's
really
cool that you're using it and getting use out of it.
Do.
Yeah, yeah.
I hope a lot of people use
it. I use it as a patient, and it's very convenient.
And all your results will be posted.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Yep. Yeah, so it's like a one-stop shop for...
Yeah, it is.
Everything about your health.
And it is everything
yeah.
about your health.
Yeah. So where would you say you are now in the recovery process?
It's like there was light at the end of the tunnel. And I always knew that was possible. I always felt that it was possible. And some effort on my part, but with a real safety net beneath me.
Yeah, so it's definitely mm-hmm. a collaborative effort
yeah,
of
yeah,
having
yes.
people to
it
care
takes
for
a village.
You. And yeah, absolutely. Speaking of learning a lot, you have a family history
yes.
of heart disease.
Mm-hmm.
And you did some deep diving on that. Can you tell
us
about that?
I did. I'd love to tell you about
yeah.
it. I was really curious and wanted to really put it to paper. So I
mm-hmm.
researched four generations. That's as far back as I could really go and get good information.
Yeah.
And I knew it came from my mother's side of the family. So I started with my maternal grandfather. And it went through four generations. And I found out that of the four generations, 13 of us have serious issues. And we're not
wow.
talking enormous numbers of people here, but it was astonishing. And then I looked
yeah.
when I looked closer, I realized many parents, their children had the same exact thing. And then for me, I have three siblings. All four of us now have had serious issues.
Wow.
And because of my research, what I found out, my brother, who was having some issues, ended up with open heart surgery about 5 weeks after I provided him with all of this.
Wow.
So it's been a lifesaver, and I've given it to everybody. I said, give it to your primary care doctor, and, you know, just so it's on the record.
Mm-hmm.
But several people have had to take some tests, and so it's been a good thing. It really has been. I was surprised at that. I really was. I did not expect that. Interestingly, when you do the research, going back to my great-grandfather, his death certificate said heart attack, which you would expect for the time. But when you went forward, very specific. And, of course, many of us are still living, and I could find out real detail, which really helped my chart. It grew to two pages.
That's incredible that you took the initiative to do that, and it sounds like it really helped your brother, helped family members.
It was worth the time, and it was very interesting to do.
It sounds like it.
But I was really surprised because you think, well, you know, didn't Aunt so-and-so have this or have that? But you don't always know how the specifics.
Things start clicking.
Right.
Yeah.
And it did.
Well, is there anything else you would like our listeners to know about your experience or about your time with Riverside, anything like that?
Well, I've been a Riverside devotee for a long, long time. I love everything about it. But I hadn't experienced anything quite like this.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that in past years, people have gone elsewhere for surgeries like this. They didn't have the facilities here, but they do. And they're incredible, absolutely incredible. I personally cannot say enough about that. I would recommend it to anyone, and I love it. But I would say, even if you think you're fine, and maybe your neck hurts or your shoulder hurts, don't be foolish. Don't put that off and find out about it, because it could be something more than you think.
Yes, prevention is everything. So, thank you for that message.
Well, hopefully that will help some people. It helped me, I think, in the end. So.
Yeah. Well, so glad to hear you're doing well. And
thank you.
Thank you for your time and your story and letting us into your home. This is fantastic. And thank you just for sharing your story.
I appreciate the opportunity, Taylor. Thank you so much.
Thank you, listeners, for tuning into the Well Within Reach podcast. Again, I'm your host, Taylor Ledden McMaster, and we were joined today by Lynn Alden. For more information, go to riversidehealthcare.org.